It's almost the quality of the artist, you know, a Michelangelo, so deeply involved. You mentioned the word paranoia. It's also just the quest, the lack of satisfaction in whatever you do. Any further comments about having fun? When you were nervous, when you've been nervous, I'm not sure you have been recently since you've had so many years in this, but, and you look at some of the athletes that find that ability to have fun. Charles Barkley's a great example. He sure seems to be having fun. It's a rare commodity. What advice would you give to the listeners in terms of not taking them themselves so seriously, because that's when they can't get the best out of their game?
It's not what he trained to do. He's just being himself, and when you're just yourself with kind of a free pass to say basically anything you want, and Charles, I'm sure, would agree with this, the pressure is not to perform, because someone's always going to want him. He's Charles Barkley. The pressure was when he played that has now led to this second career. But having fun, I guess, you know, is kind of, again, that word nebulous comes up, because in my instance, do I enjoy going to a Final Four and broadcasting a Final Four? Do I enjoy going to an NBA playoff game? Do I enjoy being a part of an NFL broadcast team and being part of a very special event on Sunday? Absolutely. I feel honored and blessed to be in that position. But at the same time, there is responsibility. And trying to maintain that level brings, I think, certain anxiety. And that's the thing you've got to tangle with. I think it's fun when you think about, you know, the job and where you stand and how you're perceived and all those things, and if you're successful and if you're going in the right direction. But like that paranoia word kind of comes up again. I think you're always concerned about critics, always concerned about making a mistake or not telling a story the right way or calling a play the right way from a broadcasting standpoint. But I will say this about whatever a person chooses to do, whether it's, you know, medicine or law or insurance or broadcasting or whatever. You know, the best advice I ever heard was from my dad, and he said, you know, there's nothing like waking up every morning and going to a job that you love and you would almost do for free. Because if you find, like when I talk to college kids, or even just talk to my own kids, I'll say, you know, start the whole process by finding something that really gets you going, that in your heart you'd love to do, whatever it might be. Because then when you pursue it, you'll put more time and more effort into that to get better at it. And if you get better at it, you'll advance further. And when you advance further, then the money will come and you'll have the kind of successful, you know, financial security and all those things that I think most people
those
probably
are the byproducts.
Would. Yeah, they want to achieve. But think of the person that wakes up every morning and goes to a job that they despise, works for a person that they can't stand. What effort are they going to put in that job? Very little. I mean, it may be on cruise control, and they could put anybody in there, and they do the same thing, and the guy will collect his paycheck and go home and carry that misery from his job to his home life. Mm-hmm. So my feeling is, you know, when I got in broadcasting, I love the aspect of being around sports. And at that time, I love the aspect of being able to travel, which I can't stand now, but it's a byproduct of my job. But I love that. And I still wake up on game day, and I still wake up, you know, and say, I feel very fortunate to have this job, and I'm looking forward to this game tonight. But, you know, like in all things in life, it's like that balance, you know, because when you're first getting out in life, you know, everything is about you, and what you want to do, and what kind of schedule are you on, and what, you know, when you maybe meet someone that you want to share your life with, things change dramatically and hopefully for the better, which for me obviously it was, is that now you can't think of just yourself and when you're going to eat and where you're going to live and where you're going to travel and what you're going to do. You now think of this other person just as much and probably more. If it's a healthy relationship, you probably think of the other person more than yourself. Now you had kids do it and a mortgage and school and college and everything else. Well, now that balance becomes a heck of a lot different, and it's really weighted down by all these other concerns.